And Paul is writing this letter from prison. He's in chains to the Praetorian Guard, but they've given him certain freedoms so that he was able to do these kinds of things. And he's writing to argue, really, with those that had come into the Colossian church and were turning the people away towards humanistic wisdom. You know, you don't need to go to church. Why don't you just turn on Oprah instead? You know, you'll get all the principles of life in the 10 steps to success. Dr. Phil can give those to you. You know, you don't need Jesus. He's just another created being. You know, I remember going to the National Prayer Breakfast a few years ago, and it was when President Bush was first president. What a change it was from the previous administration. But even there, the name of Jesus was openly spoken, but it was the principles of Jesus. It wasn't the power of Jesus in your life. You see what I'm saying? We could wear a WWJD bracelet, what would Jesus do, and not know Him. We could follow His principles and still not know Him and be born again. And so as we look at this this morning, it should just blow our minds. Let's just read the first few verses here, starting with verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and in Him all things consist. Now that's a mouthful right there, isn't it? That Jesus Christ is God. He always was. He is and is to come. He always was God. And again, Paul is trying to turn the thoughts of these people from thinking that Jesus was a created being that God created, like He was some kind of angel or avatar, or messenger sent to the earth and this kind of thing. But no, Jesus is God. And this is the very emphasis that Paul was trying to speak. And interestingly, even these verses here are used by some of the cults to say this proves that Jesus wasn't God because He was the firstborn. He was the first thing created by God. No. He created. He was with God. He is the one that created everything in the universe because He is God. And that's what Paul is trying to encourage. But let's just look at some things real quick. Hebrews chapter 1. The first few verses of Hebrews 1. The writer of Hebrews tells us the same thing. He says, in these last days He's spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power. So again, Jesus is God. And God is Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is God and is Jesus. It's not 1 plus 1 plus 1. It's 1 times 1 times 1 equals 1. The triune nature of God, the oneness of God, expressed by the Holy Spirit and in the Son. And in speaking of Jesus being the firstborn, I want you to understand the word in the Greek, prototokos, speaks of priority rather than of physical birth. We look at Jacob and Esau. Esau was born first, but Jacob was the firstborn. He was the heir, if you will, of all things. Same thing as Ishmael and Isaac, if you will. Ishmael was born first, but Isaac was the son of promise. He was the heir of all things, if you will. And so that's what that's speaking of. In Jewish terms, firstborn means the heir, the one that's going to receive all of the inheritance, and that's Jesus. He is that one. And I wanted to say this morning, just looking at this, really the theme, the way the Lord really spoke to me is the true secret of life is understanding these verses. I just put Psalm 118:24 in our bulletin. This is the day that the Lord has made. None of us did anything to make the sun come up this morning or to bring the rain on Friday. We're in like manner, like Elijah, but did anybody pray and stop the rain for 3 years? They canceled their camping and hung out at Josh's house because of all the rain on Friday. But we didn't do much to make those things happen, did we? God is in control. He made this day. He made us. It says that He made every atom in the universe and that He holds them all together. And so wouldn't it be if God is able to sustain and hold the entire creation together for His own purposes and work His purposes out through time, that He can hold on to our lives. He can sustain our lives. He can take charge and control. So this morning, if Jesus made the day and He made you, then what better way to find fullness in life than to live for Him, the one that made you and the one that made the universe you're walking on, made this very day. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will praise Him. I will thank Him for this day. I will give this day to Him. I will become a part of who God is and allow Him, the one that made me, to work through my life. And it's the only way we're going to find fulfillment today or any day of the week in our lives, is that we recognize that He made us and He made that today and He's made tomorrow and He made yesterday. And as we resolve to let Him abide and live through us, then we're right where we're supposed to be.